Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Public radio listeners can often wear their affection for this medium on their sleeve. And now that might literally be the case. A Milwaukee woman's design has been chosen as the new official NPR t-shirt, the result of a contest by the website threadless.com. Jessica Rausch is a textile designer for Kohl's Corporation by day and public radio listener by, well, by day as well. We invited her to stop by to share the story of the shirt and the story of herself. Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
What made you want to enter this contest in the first place? This is something done through threadless.com.
It is. First of all, I love Threadless. And for me, it was a good medium for just exploring what I like outside of work, too.
Was there something about NPR that that made this resonate especially strongly?
Yeah, I thought it was a good challenge because not only is it about sound, duh, which is not easily expressed visually, but I love NPR.
Describe the design you came up with. How did it come together?
I wear headphones a lot at work. So, yeah, I started there and kind of created a globe, cityscapes, country, and suburbia. And I even have a little Capitol building in there and NPR colors, of course. So I wanted something that's really wide and broad-reaching.
Do you remember how long it took to go from, okay, I want to enter this contest to the finished drawing?
I saw the NPR contest right around the first time that I was playing around with the Threadless entries. Just, I think it was over only a week. And then I kind of started sketching around, and that was probably the hardest part for me, and running ideas off of different people.
How did you find out that you won?
Through an email. I was at work, and needless to say, I was a little bit excited. So a few expletives may have escaped my mouth. And everybody was really excited for me at work. And I remember I went out to eat a celebratory sushi dinner with my boyfriend. And I was like, oh, my God, is this a hoax? This is probably a hoax email. This is not real. And I really didn't believe it until I got the prize package in the mail a week later with the NPR book that was signed by the different personalities at NPR and then also the iSong book. So then I was like, okay, this is probably real.
Well, and so this is not that different a project than what you do in real life, right? I mean, you are something called a textile designer, which means what?
Yeah, I'm a textile artist. I work on home products at Kohl's Corporate. So we, for that department, we work on anything from soft home, which is bedding and bath products and table linens, to more of the hard product, which is decor and trim, dinnerware, anything like that. So not only is there a huge scope of categories like that, but there's also a big scope of art styles too. So,
well, and Kohl's is not some little known boutique. This is a store that's all over the place. When you are out and about, do you ever encounter products that you've had a hand in designing?
Yeah, it's kind of exciting, actually. And sometimes it's a surprise even. You're like, I didn't know that actually went in, but it did.
You're at somebody's house and you go into the bathroom and they're hanging from the towel bar or are towels that you might have designed the pattern for.
Yeah, that hasn't happened to me quite as much as some of my coworkers that have been around longer. Since we do work over a year ahead, you're on a completely different wavelength when you come into the store and you see something you did a year later or a year before. So it's pretty cool. And you kind of see the process from where it started, where you began to the final product. It's pretty cool.
But presumably, in contrast to the way a contest like the Threadless contest works, you have some pretty strict guidelines that you're working under, right?
Yeah. It's a very specific prompt, and it's just, it's very long, drawn out. They know exactly what will sell between, like, the distance between the eyes. There's a science to the distance between a snowman's eyes, and the color red sells well versus color yellow sells well. There's a science to it, and I think that's a really exciting part of retail is just the intricacies of each category.
So what was it that drew you to this particular subgenre of the art world, if you will?
Well, I work a little bit less in textiles versus what I went to school for, which was a double degree in textile technology and art and design at NC State, North Carolina. Right now, it's mostly graphic design and illustration kind of things with painting, which I feel extremely fortunate to have that as my job title. But the retail part of it was really interesting because as a corporate artist, you kind of have to tackle different illustration styles and art styles.
Well, so then is it safe to say that you've got your you have an ability to scratch different artistic itches based on, you know, whether it's the stuff that you do in your day job versus the stuff that the self-directed stuff like this T-shirt contest?
Yeah, I think that's the case with myself and quite a few of my coworkers too, where we kind of we have full control over what we do outside of work, which is kind of liberating when things get chopped, things get changed at work, and sometimes you get really attached to something and you just can't help it. If you work on it for, you know, a month, you're going to get attached to something. And that's why I got into doing work outside of work, I guess you could say.
Well, and what's the other kind of work? I mean, you said you'd entered a few other threadless contests before, but what's the other kind of self-directed projects that you're doing?
I do a lot of painting, watercolor painting most of all, and I've been getting into some more typography. I also have some items on Etsy, just a casual plug there. So you can check those out. Just my style is not really specific necessarily, so what I'm inspired by and what interests me seems to change daily. So,
do you carry a sketchbook around?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
So the big question, do you have one of these shirts yet?
I don't, actually. Surprisingly, I spent some of my gift card a few days ago, so I just got the box in today.
Are they going to give you one of these shirts?
It came in two shipments because I ordered so much.
So there is at least one on the way.
Yes, they're probably coming tomorrow. I think I ordered like five for my family and friends.
Everybody knows what they're getting for Christmas this year.
Yes.
Well, Jessica Rausch, thanks so much for spending some time with us and sharing your story. Congratulations.
Thanks again. Thank you for having me.
Jessica Rausch of Milwaukee won the NPR T-shirt design contest through Threadless.com. In her other life, she's a textile designer for Kohl's Corporation in Menominee Falls. You can see the winning design and also find out how to buy the WUWM specific edition of the shirt at WUWM.com.